You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
February 11, 2020. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Trevor Noah. Our guest tonight is a multi-platinum selling artist from Washington, D.C. Wale is joining us, everybody! We're going to be chatting about his latest album, and then he's going to be performing at the end of the show, so stay tuned. Also on tonight's episode, the New Hampshire primary is officially underway, the coronavirus is making Ronnie Chang sick, and why cockroaches are the perfect gift for Valentine's Day. So let's catch up on today's headlines. Let's kick it off with the big news, Equifax. Some people know them as a credit reporting agency. Others know them as a player hater that stops you from buying your couch. Well, you may remember that they were at the heart of a massive data hack, and now we're finding out how it all went down.
Good evening. It was one of the biggest cyber attacks in history, stealing the personal information of nearly half of all Americans, from our social security numbers to birth dates. Now, in a stunning announcement, the U.S. Justice Department is accusing a branch of the Chinese military with the 2017 hack of the credit rating company Equifax.
The Chinese team hid their tracks by using 34 servers in nearly 20 countries. The FBI believes China also hacked Marriott, the U.S. government's personnel office, and insurance giant Anthem, as it builds a massive database on every American.
That's right. China is allegedly stealing people's private information to build a massive database on every American. And you know, somewhere right now, Mark Zuckerberg is like, back off, China, that's my thing. But seriously, though, I don't understand this. Like, China is beating the U.S. in everything right now. Why would they steal Americans' information? And this is just to rub it in everyone's faces, you know, just like, ha-ha, I know the answers to your security questions. Your first car was a Kia, what a bitch. What's even weirder is that they say China also may have hacked Marriott. And I mean, I get credit agencies, insurance companies, and the government, but why are they hacking hotels? What, are they just gonna tank the U.S. economy by adding charges to the minibar? Is that what they're doing? No, because let's be honest, like, everyone is just three Toblerones away from bankruptcy. We're out. Those minibars don't play. And I know some people are saying that China's doing this so that they can steal Americans' identities. Yeah, but if that's true, the joke's on them, because half of Americans are in debt. Yeah, so if the Chinese steal those identities, it's gonna backfire. It's like, I am Brian Taylor now. It's like, okay, Brian Taylor, you owe Verizon $400. No! All right, moving on to some education news. Every public school struggles to raise money for its students and teachers. But a fundraiser at one elementary school in California might have backfired.
Disney sent a $250 bill to a California elementary school after it showed last year's remake of The Lion King at a PTA fundraiser. On Thursday, a Berkeley elementary school received a letter from Disney's licensing agent, and the letter ordered the school to pay the money for screening the movie last November without a license.
The Disney place wanted some money because they own, like, all of the movies.
They showed the movie that they own, so they want the
$250. They kind of want the $250.
Oh no, young man. Disney doesn't kinda want the $250. Disney's gonna get the $250. Yeah, right now, somewhere Yoda is like, my money bitch better have. So yeah, Disney sent a $250 bill to an elementary school for showing The Lion King. Meanwhile, the producers of Cats are giving $250 to every school that shows their film. Please, play the movie, play the movie. Please, you can use this instead of spanking the kids. We're not monsters. Now, I'm sure there are many schools in America that play Disney movies and don't get busted. So what I want to know is, who snitched? Huh? Is there like one kid who had one of those toy phones that calls Mickey Mouse directly? Or was just like, Mickey, I got some valuable information. Mickey was like, whoa, I'm on the way. I'm gonna break some kneecaps. It's like, who is this kid? All right, and finally, Valentine's Day is just 3 days away. So first of all, if you were planning to break up with someone, too late, now you have to wait another week. But if you've already been broken up with, here's a little gift you can get for your ex.
Valentine's Day fast approaching, and we have the perfect idea for a very unique gift or a way to get back at an ex. The Bronx Zoo is once again letting people name a Madagascar hissing cockroach after their partner. That gift will only cost you $15. If you're looking for a way to feel better about a recent breakup, zoos in San Antonio and El Paso, Texas will name a cockroach after your ex. Then check this out. You can watch a live stream of that roach being fed to an animal.
Really? Really? Man, I feel bad for the cockroaches. They can survive a nuclear war, but they can't survive Alan and Janet's Saturday at IKEA. Really? And I'm sorry. But anyone who does this deserves to get dumped. They deserved it. Yeah, because you clearly don't know how to deal with your feelings. It's like, Melissa thinks I'm too emotional? Well, I'll show her by making a cockroach die. Also, what a cumbersome way to get revenge on your ex. Like, because they won't know it happened. Right, unless you tell them. It's not like they're gonna be somewhere like, oh no, a cockroach with my name just died. You're gonna have to call your ex and let them know what you did. Is that the plan? Just be like, guess what, Susan? I named a cockroach after you, then a lizard ate it. It's like, okay, Greg, I just had my third kid with the guy I left you for. Okay, so we're both good then, huh? Three kids? Okay, bye. Hello, Bronx Zoo, I need three more cockroaches, please. Also, can we admit that this is a scam that the zoo is running? Buy a roach from them and they'll kill it? No. You can just find a cockroach in your own apartment. Yeah, name it after your ex, and then start dating it. All right, that's it for the headlines. Let's move on to our top story. New Hampshire. It's the state always asking Vermont to do something about the weed smell. But today, they were the state holding the second Democratic primary. And because normally the most exciting thing to do in New Hampshire is watch mountains grow, Election Day gets the people going like nothing else.
After months of campaigning and millions of dollars in TV ads, it all comes down to this. Voters here in New Hampshire already heading to the polls. Overnight in New Hampshire, the first votes were cast in the Granite State. As they've done for decades, the tiny town of Dixville Notch went to the polls at midnight.
We were in Exeter, New Hampshire. At the town hall there, it was beyond capacity.
People have been coming in here all day. They've been lined up since 5 a.m. this morning.
They vote for sport here in New Hampshire.
I have voted for Warren.
Steyer.
Why?
He's cute. No, he seems like he can tackle Trump.
I voted for Bernie.
I voted for Amy Klobuchar.
Tell me why.
I actually went in and eeny, meeny, miny, moed it.
You're kidding.
No, between
literally
two candidates.
Literally in the booth.
In the booth.
Whoa. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe? That's not how you should pick your potential future president. Although it is how the president picks his spray tan shade for the day. It's like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Ooh, creme brulee, sounds fancy. So fancy. So, New Hampshire voters spent the day carefully deciding who they want to be the Democratic nominee. But of course, none of the votes matter if they aren't counted correctly. Iowa. Luckily, according to state officials, they've got this thing under control.
New Hampshire Secretary of State Bill Gardner, he told us he slept well last night and today's voting will be simple and secure.
Keep it simple. Keep the moving parts
the smallest number you can.
Could this be hacked in any way?
You can't hack a pencil.
How many apps do you have involved in this process?
We don't have any apps involved in any of the tabulating of the counting.
No apps?
No apps.
It's an app-free election, you can guarantee that.
Yes.
You know, it's funny how a few years ago, people were like, guys, we need to vote with our phones, it's the future. But now, thanks to the disaster in Iowa, it's like, we're going back to how our forefathers did this, okay? Everyone gets one rock and we put it in a jar. Yeah! Then our slaves count the rocks. What? Oh, too far back? Too far? Sorry. Too far back. For more on New Hampshire's big day, we go now to our correspondent who is live in the Granite State right now, Michael Costa, everybody! Michael, you're on the ground in New Hampshire. What is the energy like?
Hey, Trevor, I am not gonna lie. Today's been pretty stressful for the Democratic candidates. In fact, Joe Biden was so tense, he gave himself a surprise massage.
Well, it makes sense, Costa, because thanks to Iowa, there's so much more riding on this primary.
Well, and not only that, but the candidates have had only 1 week to completely change their cultural messaging. Because Iowa is mostly white people, but New Hampshire is mostly white people.
Costa, I don't get the difference. It sounds like both states are just a bunch of white people.
Wow, Trevor, just a bunch of white people? That is so insulting. First off, it's not a bunch. The collective noun for white people is a gluten of white people. And second, white people are not a monolith. We are a rich tapestry of ethnic diversity. Let me show you on my Caucasian color wheel, okay? Now, see, the New Hampshire white people fall here in the eggshell section, while the Iowa whites are all the way over here in the oatmeal cream section.
Costa, that's just basically a blank circle.
White is not blank, Trevor. Zero is not nothing. Free to go is not innocent of all charges, although you do hear that a lot when you're white. I mean, how would you feel if I said there was no difference between black people in South Africa and black people in... what's another country with black people?
Well, there's this one.
Okay. This one? I never heard of it, but I'm sure this one is a beautiful country.
Okay, look, Costa, I'm not saying there's no difference. I just don't understand how the candidates campaign differently in New Hampshire versus Iowa.
It's a totally different ballgame. For example, in Iowa, you can say, it's great to be here in Iowa, but that's not gonna fly in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you're right, that does seem like a challenge.
And then there's the voters. Remember, you're talking to very different groups of people. Iowans are rural, while New Hampshireites are not urban, okay? Iowans are blue-collar, but New Hampshireans are working class. Plus, Iowans call it pop, and New Hampshireanos call it soda. They're basically different planets.
I don't know about that, Michael. A lot of people don't agree with your assessment. For instance, how would you respond to the criticism that these predominantly white states aren't the best states to kick off the primaries? Because these candidates could be starting in a more representative state of the country, like California or Florida.
I hear what you're saying, Trevor. And yes, Iowa and New Hampshire are white. But hear me out. They're all so boring as hell, okay? And that's what we want. We don't want our candidates going to fun states like Florida or California. If you got to spend a year campaigning in Miami, everyone would be running for president. But if you're willing to spend a year eating bland food in sub-zero temperatures, pretending to care about how big a pumpkin is, that's how I know you really want to be president, okay? And that's why the road to the White House has to go through here, Des Moines, Iowa.
No, Costa, you're in New Hampshire.
What? Who cares? These places are all the f***ing same anyway.
Michael Costa, everybody. We'll be right back.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. Some news stories help us understand the world we live in, and some news stories are just stupid. For those, we turn to Ronnie Chang.
The
Thanks, Trevor. The coronavirus is not just making people sick, it's also making people stupid. And the misinformation going around online is even more viral than the disease.
With coronavirus spreading rapidly around China and parts of the world, social media companies are now faced with another problem, misinformation.
Fake alerts suggesting that Chinese Red Bull, fortune cookies, or Mee Goreng noodles could give you coronavirus. All of those fake.
One false claim said that drinking bleach could cure the virus.
Eating garlic, rinsing your nose with saline, or putting on sesame oil help prevent the virus.
Really? Some people think eating garlic and sesame oil will prevent the disease. If that was true, no Chinese person would have it, okay? That's not a treatment for us, that's breakfast. It's like if a pandemic broke out in Rome and they were like, don't worry, you can't get the disease as long as you eat the plenty of ravioli. And obviously, drinking bleach isn't gonna cure the virus. It's just gonna get the stains out, you idiots. And the coronavirus isn't just creating misinformation, it's also creating a lot of stupid-ass racism.
The coronavirus outbreak has led to complaints about a rise in anti-Chinese sentiment around the world. In France, for example, a regional newspaper has had to apologize for this headline that used the phrase yellow alerts, while scenes like this one you're about to see here are widespread of people appearing to cover their face just because they're sitting next to someone who's Asian.
CNBC is reporting that Lyft and Uber drivers are refusing to pick up passengers with Asian-sounding last names out of fear of the coronavirus, saying it isn't safe to pick up those riders.
Okay, wait, so Uber drivers aren't picking up passengers with Asian-sounding names because they're afraid of the coronavirus? Yo, if anyone's taking a health risk in an Uber, it's me, okay? Getting in the backseat of your Nissan Sentra? Yo, this one time I was in an Uber pool with the monkey that started Ebola. That was crazy. I mean, he lived all the way on the other side of town. Also, it must be tough for racist drivers who discriminate based on Asian-sounding last names, because they'll be like, Robert E. Lee. Nah, I can't risk it. The point is, we gotta stop thinking of this as an Asian virus. Okay, yes, it started in Asia, but any human can spread it. So if you're gonna be a dick about it, you gotta avoid all people, okay? That's why I spent the weekend at a Tom Steyer rally. Even he didn't show up. But what's really stupid is people who seem to care less about the health crisis and more about when they're gonna get their stuff.
Tesla tanking. It was announced that its Model 3 shipments for February would be delayed due to its Shanghai factory being shut down and the coronavirus fears.
75% of hockey sticks used in the NHL are made in China. Those factories have stopped production to slow the spread of the virus.
The coronavirus could slow shipments of the iPhone. Many of the phones, along with Apple's iPad, are shipped from China's Wuhan area. Consumers could see a delay of 1 to 2 weeks in getting their phones if the virus isn't contained soon.
Oh no, you're gonna have to wait 10 extra days to get your iPhone. I'm sorry all these people dying is making it harder for you to take night shots of your dog. And so what if your Tesla's delayed? Just take an Uber this week, okay? Unless you're Asian, in which case you're shit out of luck, okay? I mean, have fun going alone to the airport, Ebola monkey.
Wow, Ronnie, I'm not gonna lie, this seems to be a real problem.
Yeah, I know. Why is the Ebola monkey even flying? Like, where's he going? He's not wearing a mask, it's like he doesn't give a f***.
No, I mean, you don't seem to be worried about the disease itself. Is there any reason people should be concerned?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's a serious illness and it's a serious problem. But in the United States, there's only 13 confirmed cases, okay? The greater danger here is the stupid racism. There's no reason to be weird around Asian people.
Right, I guess, yeah, because statistically, they probably don't have the virus.
Exactly. Don't stereotype Asian people. Also, there's a good chance they're doctors, so they can help you out if you are worried, okay?
Ronnie Chang, everyone, we'll be right back.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Grammy-nominated recording artist whose latest album is called Wow, That's Crazy. Please welcome Wale.
Hi,
Welcome to The Daily Show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, it is such a pleasure to have you here because I think there are a few artists, never mind rappers, just artists, who have as wide of an appeal as you do. There's not many people who can say their fans include President Barack Obama and Jerry Seinfeld. That is quite a range of fan. Did you ever think that would happen in your life?
I might have just realized it just now. Might have just realized. That's crazy, right?
That must have been wild for you, especially like, because like Jerry, for those who know Jerry Seinfeld, like he's notorious for only doing what he wants to do. He doesn't like what he doesn't like and he likes what he likes.
Right.
He loved your music and he was like, I'm going to do something with you.
Yeah.
And he did like interludes on your album.
Mm-hmm.
And you named that mixtape was an album about nothing.
So when I was coming up, I did a mixtape about nothing, right?
Right.
That's when I was just like quitting my job and doing this full time. Then I dropped a mixtape called More About Nothing when I had first signed Interscope. And then, you know, the fans was like, can you do an album about nothing? Do an album about nothing? And in my mind, I'm like, damn, I got to ask Jerry Seinfeld to do original content. Because I was using the show
right,
for the mixtapes.
Right.
I was like, I got to ask him to do original content. But we got about, like, maybe, like, 8 hours of Jerry talking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, to make the album about nothing. Make sure if you don't got that, make sure you get that, too.
That is amazing.
I got to promote my stuff.
That is amazing.
Yeah,
so here you are in this world. Jerry Seinfeld is a friend and a fan. And then... on top of that, you have Barack Obama, who's like, no, I would like Wale to come and perform at the White House before the State of the Union.
Yeah.
What is that experience even like?
I'm pretty tight, right? It's like, nah, I was nervous. I mean, maybe it was because it was out of convenience, because I live in D.C., and the White House is not too far.
I like the idea that you think Barack Obama was working off convenience at that time. Where he was just like, which rapper is close? I think he got you because he was a fan of yours.
Nah.
And I think it's because of what you rap about. You know, like you've been lauded as a rapper who isn't just great at making music, but your music also contains themes that really connect with so many people. You're talking about toxic masculinity. You're talking about economic anxiety. You're talking about what people are going through.
Right.
Why would you even
We're
go into that?
We're pretty messed up as people anyway. Most of us rappers, we pretty messed up.
Right.
Men as a whole, like females messed up, but we can get that out later. Like. Now, you know, it's just about balance. I like to write in real time. Like, I'll peek my head into the pop culture or what's going on in our communities, and then I'll just get inspired to write. So if that's what I'm feeling the energy is like, it's a combination of, like, what's going on social media, what's going on outside in
right.
real time, what's going on in sports, a little bit of politics. It's kind of depressing when I look at that. But I try to take all of these things and just write it in real time.
When you move from one album to another, you've always got that balance between catering to the fans that loved you from the beginning and then creating something new that you want to go into as an artist. How did you find that balance and what made this album different?
Well, creating something new gives you your sanity as an artist or a
right.
creator. You know what I'm saying? I do what I like. I do what I feel, but I'm also very in tune with what my fans like. I'm always trying to listen to what they feel about everything.
Oh, well, we're excited to have it. You're going to be performing 2 songs on the show right after the break. So I urge everybody to stay tuned. Thank you so much for being here, my friend.
Amen.
Wale, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.